is a special report.
25 years of celebrating ordinary British Columbians living extraordinary lives. City's John Ackerman begins his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the winner in the addiction category.
From the day he took his first drink at the age of 10 to the day he took his last at the age of 50, John Oakley's life was controlled by his addictions.
I started doing marijuana and hashish and stuff. And so I needed to supply the money I needed to get what I was doing. So we got into some pretty shady stuff, stealing and breaking into people's houses and things.
It wouldn't take long until John got into trouble with the law. First it was juvenile detention and then full-on jail for 6 months by the time he was 18. He would be in and out of trouble for years trying to get clean. Until one fateful day when he had a vision.
Everything went totally quiet. And I just heard a voice say, John, this is not what I want you to do with your life. Stop. And I'm thinking, wow, that's got to be God, right?
Armed with his newfound faith, John went back to school, got his GED at the age of 53, and today heads up a street ministry with his wife.
The life I live today is just totally I could never have dreamed of it.
With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
This is a special report.
From the age of 10 to the age of 50, his life was controlled by drugs and alcohol. Today, he lives as an example to others. City's John Ackerman continues his Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the recipient in the addiction category.
If you don't live in recovery, you're going to go back to addiction, right?
John Oakley admits he couldn't even dream of the life he has today. Drinking by the age of 10, on drugs by 13, and in jail by 18, now at age 65, he's a street minister in Vancouver. But he says it wasn't easy getting to this place.
Things ended up happening. I was sleeping under a bridge for like 3 years, and I was in and out of detox, just trying hard, and it wouldn't work.
John says it took a visit from God himself one night to get him to put the drugs down for good.
When I reached over to grab my crack pipe, something threw me on the ground, and I couldn't get up.
Today, he uses his faith to help others off the path he was once on, showing not only the courage to come back, but the courage to give back.
I'm a firm believer if you don't give back, then you're going to end up going back, right? Once you come out of yourself, you can see people coming and get help. It doesn't always happen. I wish it happened more. But when you see people coming and get help and see their life change, it makes your life better.
With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.